Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. Conversation got boring. You said you'd go into bed soon, so I snuck off to your bedroom. And I thought I'd just wait there until I heard you come upstairs. And I pretended I was sleeping, and I was hoping.
Hey everyone, what's up? This is Rebecca Simpson with Crushin' on Lou, which is a dating and relationships blog. You will hopefully tune in and listen to these podcasts every week and just see what's up, see what's going on in my life. This will be a short one. Today I'm doing this solo. I haven't done one of these by myself, but I thought it was high time. And I just had some things on my mind today, so I just kind of want to share that with you guys and girls out there. And just to, you know, recap about, you know, what this is. I write a dating and relationships blog, and it's all in Louisville, based out of Louisville, Kentucky. I'm 36, and I've never been married, and you know, just go through dating situations all the time that are you know, full of love. Some are full of crying, crazy crying moments, and some are just unbelievable. So I've decided to share that with the world. And what I want to talk about today is dating a friend. So I have a lot of guy friends, actually. Some I have dated previously, and some I have not. Some I just don't look at like that. I just pretend they don't have penises for the most part. There's some guys I'm just not attracted to. They're just my buddies. They're like family. They're like brothers. And then there are some guys that, like the guy I'm going to talk about today, you know, when I met him, he was friends with one of my girlfriends. And, you know, as soon as I met him, I was attracted to him and thought he was extremely good looking and found him very intriguing and all that stuff. All that stuff that adds up to trouble, probably. But I thought it was one of those things that, you know, because he was friends with her, that maybe he's off limits to me. She never said that. It's kind of just what I assumed. But lately, I've been thinking I'd like to see what's up with him. Maybe cross over from the friend zone into the makeout zone and see what happens, because he seems to be attracted to me too. We have a lot in common. And when we all hang out, like in a group setting, we always sort of gravitate towards each other and have a lot of fun. So, and I'm single. He's single. We are both sort of, you know, available and hang out and like each other. So I'm kind of thinking this could be cool, right? But, you know, something happened the other night where we were flirting and flirting and flirting and made out. And it was pretty hot. And then after the fact, we were like, oh shit, we've made out now. We've crossed over. We're going to have to tell our mutual friend what happened, because we all hang out. And I don't want it to be awkward when we hang out, because I want to be affectionate and loving with the person I'm interested in. And I don't want to feel like I can't do that. So I immediately wanted to tell my girlfriend, you know, that, oh my gosh, I totally made out with this guy. Can you believe it? And which is what I did. And she did not have a very, she was not happy about this occurrence, to say the least. And I'm currently in the doghouse. Somehow the guy is not, but I am. So apparently I'm supposed to have superpowers and read minds, because I certainly didn't know that she was interested in him. I'd asked several times how she felt about him, and she said, we're just friends, a couple I don't knows here and there, but, you know, most of the time it's just, nah, we're friends. And she's been dating other guys all the while, so I thought it wouldn't be a big deal, and apparently it is a big deal. So I'm in the doghouse. I'm not in the doghouse very often with my girlfriends. You know, every once in a while I do something stupid, like get drunk, and I think I left a couple of my girlfriends at a bar once to go hook up with somebody, and I was in the doghouse for a week. But, you know, I wasn't thinking clearly. I was horny and was a little drunk, and I just really wanted to hook up with this guy I'd been dating, and he was available, and whatever. And I left my girlfriend. So I, like, broke girl code by leaving them at a bar to go get some. But they forgave me. Because, you know, sometimes that shit happens where you want some action. And I figured my friends would all be fine. We all live close enough to each other that I thought it would be okay. But anyway, I'm in the doghouse, which I'm not very familiar with friends. I don't really know what to do about it. I've apologized and asked if we could talk, but I don't know if she will. So, and then, you know, the guy, you know, I like him, but it's tainting our beginning because of this whole thing. And, you know, apparently she asked him the other night if he had feelings for me, and he kind of lied about it, or at least told the truth at the time, and then the circumstances now look like he may have, you know, bent the truth a little bit. So it's a sticky wicket I find myself in right now. I don't really know what to do. And, you know, I'm looking outside and it's raining and gray, and it's just kind of how I feel about this whole thing. It's like, I want to be excited about this guy, but I can't really because, you know, my girlfriend won't talk to me, and she's apparently forgiven him and still talking to him. And, you know, he lied to her. I've never lied about anything, but yet I'm the one that's in trouble. And I think he was just lying. I don't think lying's the right word. I think he was trying to spare her feelings, and honestly, probably not sure how he felt about me. But, you know, nonetheless, she's upset. And it's one of those areas of, you know, do you risk a friendship for a possible relationship? How am I supposed to choose? So that's what I'm faced with today. And I don't know if anyone else has ever experienced that, but, you know, please comment on this, and, you know, you can shoot me an email at crushingonlou@gmail.com, or you can comment on the actual podcast at louisville.am, or, you know, you can go to my blog and shoot me a comment, whatever you want. I'm very accessible. I also have a Facebook page, so you could, you know, put something on there too, or private message me if you want to keep it just between the two of us. But I'm just really curious to see what other people think about this, you know, dating a friend of a friend. And, you know, how am I supposed to know if that friend doesn't tell me? You know, if she had feelings for him, she should have told me, you know, that he's off limits. But, you know, she told me once that if she felt like we had a connection, that she thinks we should go for it. So, we kind of did. C'est la vie. So, yeah, I'm interested to hear what people think. So give me a buzz, shoot me an email, whatever. And this is Rebecca Simpson with Crushing on Lou, talking about dating and relationships in Louisville. Talk to you soon. Thanks. Bye.